265, we're finishing up Siman Reish Yud Zayin. Again, we're discussing last week or so about the bracha that we make over smells, over scents, over fragrances. So the Machaber says in Hey, second line from the top. Machaber says, Besamim shal avodas kochavim. If you have incense that is from Avodazara, I don't know, you know, the Catholic Church is having some trouble now, so, you know, they have to raise money. So maybe they're going to the business. I'm sure you could buy it online somewhere. That you could buy their incense. I assume they, you know, you gotta make a parnassus somehow. So so let's say somebody bought that or was given it, whatever, and they burnt it and they smell it. So aim of Arkamala. So you would not make a bracha on that smell. It's, I assume, a very fragrant smell. Why? So the Mechaber explains, because you're not allowed to smell it. And Mishburis explains that on an Isser, we don't make a bracha. We discussed this before, right? We discussed before, let's say, we discussed this over bracha. Somebody's eating a cheeseburger. Now, they're not eating a cheeseburger because they have some heter, you know, for health reasons or something. Right, they're eating a cheeseburger because they like eating cheeseburger, or like a real cheeseburger, you know. So it's real oink with, or it's real meat with meal. It's all these, like every issue you can imagine. So with, you know, the way people are. People are very interesting. So, right, so the guy is eating issue, but he wants to make a broth. Right, we all know that. A person could imagine, right? So we discuss that, so you don't make a broth. Like, why not? So the same thing here. So again, you're not allowed to smell it. You're not allowed to smell it, so you're going to make a bracha. Vav. Now again, we don't relate to this too much, but, you know, again, we see this, you know, when they had a party or a meal. So we saw this before. We talked about Mugmar. So, well, it wasn't that long. Again, it's not PC now. Right, after they had a dinner, a bunch of people together, so the men will retire into another room with their smoking jackets and have a after dinner cigar, right? So for a time of memorial, they used to do that. So you used to have incense, you used to smell things after a meal. So too, Vav, Mesivas shel Ovdei Kochavim. There's a party, a non-Jewish party. Em avarkam al basam shelhem. So again, they have incense there because. You know, again, it could be maybe for the fragrance in the room during the meal. It could be maybe afterwards. You know, like whatever it is. So you wouldn't make a bracha on that, on the incense that is wafting between the meal. Why? The stamas misivasim lovas kacham, because the intent, the idea of that time of in those days when people would get together. You have to assume the intent was for avodah zarah, and therefore. Again, you can't smell those things. Now, the Mishbura says, this is talking about when they had a party. But if they didn't have a party, so, and I don't know, you're walking by somebody's house. Now, today it might be, whatever they're burning might be illegal. That's a different issue. But, so let's say you smelled something, and it's not a party, it's just, I don't know, whatever. So then you can make a bracha, because it was specifically at a festive occasion that you'd assume, right? It's interesting, right? They want to put some spirituality into something, so they'll say the grace before the meals, and then everything else is, right? So they do something for avodah zarah. So you have to assume that was it. But let's say it's not a party. Let's say it's not a gathering. It's just a fragrant smell wafting around. So then you could make a bracha. But we'll see more about that also in a little while. Hayahoa chotz l'krach. You're walking outside the city. Ve'riach re'ach tov. And you smelled a pleasant smell coming from somewhere. So could you make a bracha on that smell? So again, do we assume it's for avodah zarah, or we do assume it's not? This is a very involved halacha, believe it or not. But the Mechaber says, so it depends. Im rov ha'irov de'kachavim, if a majority of the people who live in that city where the smell is coming from are non-Jews, ain't a mavarach. So then you don't make a bracha. V'im rov Yisrael, if a majority are Jews, mavarach. So then you make a bracha. So Mishbur explains, and this is the point I wanted to get to, and we saw this throughout, that this is specifically that you have intent to smell whatever the aroma is and get pleasure out of it. Remember, we talked about this before. If there's a pleasant smell and you don't intend to smell, and it just happens, that it, but your intent is that, you know, you just walk around and something is wafting around. So then you won't make a bracha. So, but here, there's some pleasant smell and you have intent, you have in mind, you have kavana to smell it. So that would be a case where you'd make a bracha. Now the question here is, but we don't know the origins of the smell. Is it from a Jew or from a non-Jew? So the Machaber says we go by a rov, right? You know, this is what we go, there's different levels of clarification of circumstance that we go by. The strongest thing is obviously witnesses. You have two witnesses. Say, well, let's say you don't have witnesses. So in a halacha, what do we go by? So then the lower level below that, assuming there's no witnesses, right? Here, I don't know if there'd be witnesses, but is we go by a rov. We go by a statistical majority. So this is very complicated, believe it or not. Mishnah Berurah brings down that there's a similar case by, you're walking around, let's say, Shabbos, and you see a flame. So you want to make a Brei Marayich on it. But maybe it's not a Jewish flame. So it's a similar halacha. We go by a rov. Believe it or not, but this is all over the place. You get very, and it does, get very complicated. Let's say you find meat. We're not talking about hygiene reasons, A, B, C, F, you know. But we're talking about, you find meat. And so could you assume the meat is kosher or could you not? Rov, right? Now, below rov, there's chazaka, right? If there's a... but it gets very, very complicated in your idea about the meat, right? Is there a rov? Well, let's say there's... This is a famous case. There's 10 butcher shops, and but most are not kosher. But it's found right in front of the kosher one. So do we assume it came from the kosher one because it's right in front of the kosher one? Or... So again, this, we don't want to go there. But let's just make it simple. So in this case, if the wafting smell is from a, we can assume because of a majority that's from a Jewish source, so then you make a bracha. Now, there's a whole long discussion. The Mishnah Berurah says, how about if it's a 50-50, like it's half Jews, half non-Jews? So Mishnah Berurah says that you would, brings down that you would make a bracha. You can assume it's from a Jewish source. But the long bear halacha that says that's not so simple if it's 50-50. Again, it gets involved with what we were talking about before, but we're going to hold off on that right now. Okay, we'll continue this tomorrow, and then maybe tomorrow we'll get to Reish Ches, not about sense, but about miracles. What happens if you we make a bracha over a place where there was a miracle? We'll discuss that. Kanabe, Kashamas, Kashbrahu, Zakasu, Fiko, Kiran, Tarmis, Oshnemar, Noy Kofi, Samatsik.